G'day, it's Gary Lyon.
And Tim Watson.
Now, you may not be hearing us from 6 to 9 each morning, and that may be a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know.
Yes, but here's the good news. We're going to be here on podcast to keep you company.
Until we're back Tuesday, January 28.
Henley's been batting for first-home buyers since 1989. Choose from over 80 home designs, 70 facade options. Personalise your home with more choice at no extra cost. And for a limited time, get up to $42,000 in free upgrades and cash. Henley.com.au. Limited time only. T's and C's apply.
We have got a very, very special guest on the line now. She's our latest world champion. We've been talking about it just as we came on air at 6 o'clock this morning. Kelsey Lee Barber has become a world champion at the Athletics Championship in Doha. And she joins us on the line. Kelsey Lee, congratulations from all of us here in Australia.
Oh, thank you so much. This is fantastic.
It is fantastic. We've been watching the pictures, was catching up the story. You were no certainty to make the finals at one stage.
Oh, look, it was a very nervous 50-minute wait yesterday, sort of pacing the indoor and, you know, out of my hands, just sort of waiting to see what will happen. But, yeah, look, that's the nature of sport sometimes, and very happy with the way I was able to reset and refocus for tonight's final.
Kelsey, Daisy Pearce here. What were your expectations coming into the World Championship? Where did you sit and where did you think you'd land? And
yeah, I said right from the start this year, my goal was to be on the podium here in Doha, and had a throw earlier in the year which ranked me second coming in. So there were lots of positive signs to suggest that, you know, I could achieve something great at these championships. But at the end of the day, you still need to perform when it counts most, and I'm really happy that I was able to put that together tonight.
Talk us through your winning throw.
Yeah. really, really simple, I guess. The bottom line was to just throw the javelin, but I sort of allowed myself a moment to compose myself at the top of the runway and then take in the atmosphere and the environment, the energy that was coming from that, get off the mark, quick feet, and just pull long. So that was my throw as a whole, and as the good ones normally feel, it felt effortless.
I was just about to ask that. Yeah. Did you know the moment? This might surprise you, Kelsey Lee. We're not javelin experts here, but can you tell the minute that javelin leaves your hand?
This one, yes. I certainly felt like it was a big throw, and part of the enjoyment of being a javelin thrower is getting to watch it fly, and it had a really nice flight on it, and I saw it land past that 65-metre line, so I knew I was for something special, but I wasn't quite sure what the final distance was going to be.
Put it in a bit in context for us, Kelsey. 66.56 was your winning throw. What's your PB? Is that around the mark?
So this is actually it's my second best throw ever.
Wow.
I set a PB earlier in the year at 67.70. But yeah, my best stadium throw and my second best throw ever.
And what's the difference between 58.2 was one of your first throws in the qualifiers. What is the difference between
quick feet,
and your big one? Like, what changes in that time?
Yeah, I mean, qualifying is a thing on its own, and I was probably carrying a little bit too much energy on the runway yesterday, and my focus probably wasn't quite directed in the right places. It's a really easy thing to come walk away from and make changes for tonight. So, yeah, it came back to being able to sort of redirect my energy as I needed it and as it was going to help suit my throw tonight. And I guess the other big thing, which came from the coaching team behind the fence tonight, you know, my husband and coach Mike and our head coach Craig Hilliard just telling me to move my right back and give myself some more space and freedom on the runway. And that made such a difference going into that fifth and sixth round.
I'm sure it's all feeling worth it now because you're a world champion. But take us back. What makes a person want to pick up a large spear and throw it long distances? Like, what? How did you get into javelin?
It's a very unusual sport. track and field, I was exposed to it through school athletics, and definitely was not a javelin thrower at the start. It was actually a discus thrower. But sort of spending a little bit more time around the track, enjoyed the way javelin felt and had a very successful comp as a 17-year-old and decided that that's what I wanted to get me to the Olympics. That was the thing I wanted to do. I wanted to be a javelin thrower. So it's a little bit of a story where I think it suited me as much as I wanted it to suit me and saw an opportunity to sort of chase that green and gold representation.
Well, not only have you achieved that, Kelsey Lee, you are the world champion, which is just an extraordinary performance. We're so proud of you here and we're so excited. Enjoy the celebrations and we look forward to bigger and better things in the coming months.
Oh, thank you so much. And I certainly will enjoy this.
Good on you, Kelsey Lee.
We'll be back with another entertaining podcast episode soon enough. But here's something clever you might want in your own home in the meanwhile. The new Google Nest Hub Max. If you're the kind of cook who doesn't know your fenugreek from your fusilli, just ask Google Nest. Set a timer for the oven while your hands are busy, or get the next step in your recipe from across the room. Or just ask it to play you some cooking tunes. Find out more about the Nest Hub Max and the Google Nest family at store.google.com/au. T's and C's apply.
Barber there. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast, Whispers. We're not here on the Monday to Friday setup. We'll be back on Tuesday, January the 28th. But if you're missing either of our voices, the podcast is the place to go.